The vigil at Memorial Park was organized to honor the lives of George Floyd, Dante Wright, and Adam Toledo. Jocelyn Santana was one of the organizers of the event, and she says it felt like an important time for the community to come together and, quote, heal.
But I think when we are given the opportunity to really think about what is happening across society and the differences in treatment, I think we start seeing a different story. And that story is important to not just see it, but then to address it.
The vigil was scheduled a couple of days after the verdict of Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer who was found guilty by a jury on all counts in the death of George Floyd. But it also comes nearly a year after the death of Floyd. Outside of the guilty verdict, many who protested last summer are concerned that there haven't been enough changes in policing since Floyd's death. Frankie DiCaccio says the vigil is a place to make sense of what's going on and to reflect on these deaths across the nation.
There is a need to process grief and anger around this, and this was part making space for that to happen.
Maurice McDavid is a local educator and says he couldn't bring himself to watch the trial of Derek Chauvin. He says he'd seen this story play out before and was pretty sure he knew how it ended. So for McDavid, the guilty verdict came as a surprise, but he says that while there's still a long way to go, that this moment does feel like progress.
So you'll take the small victories whenever you can get them?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. The small victories are still victories. And as somebody who's a Bears fan, you know, you got to take victories when you can get them.
Jessica Webb was at the vigil too. She was holding a picture of Dante Wright, an unarmed black man fatally shot by a police officer in Minnesota earlier this month. And like McDavid, Webb says the guilty verdict in the Chauvin trial represents the bare minimum of justice, but she'll take it.
Yeah, I think even though the verdict was guilty, there's nothing to be happy about. To even say happy is like, we're happy that someone was actually held accountable for murdering someone. And it's like that whole concept is just backwards to me.
Some of the organizers brought out packs of sidewalk chalk. And within the hour, many of the activists filled the park with colorful messages of hope and solidarity, and even some calls for justice for local victims of police brutality. DiCaccio was drawing a flower with BLM written in the middle, and they repeated a lot of what the other attendees were saying.
If things are changing, it's happening way too slow.
Northern Illinois University, meanwhile, is hosting several events after the recent verdict. That includes meditation and healing circles at NIU's East Lagoon this afternoon. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.